الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. عن زين العابدين علي بن حسين ابن علي رضي الله تعالى عنهم مرسلا يرفعه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أبشروا أبشروا، إنما مثل أمتي مثل الغيث، لا يدرى آخره خير أم أوله. وهكذا قال: كيف تهلك أمة أنا أولها، والمهدي وسطها، والمسيح آخرها. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درشفت. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never left the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a complete sorrowful state. Never. The ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has always been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah al-azim. The ummah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, there have been many communities, nations that have come with hidden agendas to dismantle the Sharia, the basis of Quran and Hadith, but never have they been successful. As mentioned in the Quran, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They have the intention to blow out the light of Allah, Nur Allah. They have this intention to blow out the light of Allah. What is the light of Allah? Sharia, the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran and Hadith. They have that intention, walakin mutimmu nurihi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon Himself to make sure that this religion, this deen is always perfected, mutimmu in its complete form. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if the kuffar, disbelievers, dislike it. Why? Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with guidance, وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and with a true religion. And the power of Islam is لِيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. It overpowers all other religions. It prevails over all. It can take on anyone in the ring. Anyone. Nothing can stand in front of the Quran, in front of the Hadith, in front of the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A wada given to this ummah. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. It prevails. It is the conquering religion. It takes over. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Even if the mushrikeen hate that, dislike it. Allahu Akbar. From the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most powerful creation is the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reading a hadith a few days ago, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi's famous kitab, Sharh al-Kubur, a hadith is mentioned in there, whereby Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a Muslim dies, even the earth and the heavens cry at his death. This is the power, this is the value of one believer, one Muslim, one mu'min. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith here, وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ابشروا ابشروا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, glad tidings for the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. إنما مثل أمتي مثل الغيث. The example of my ummah is like the blissful rain. Rain that gives life to dry, barren land. Rain that gives life to something that had died. Allahu Akbar. That is the example that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has given. And then he says, لا يدرى آخره خير أم أوله. So powerful is the ummah of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. It would be difficult to judge which part of the ummah is good. The first part of the ummah or the last part of the ummah. The first part of the ummah or the last part of the ummah. Last part as in those who will witness all the events. Who will be making Allahu Akbar. Who will be the allies of Hazrat Imam Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. In the hadith, Aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, كَيْفَ تَهْلِكُ أُمَّةٌ. How can anyone destroy the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, أَنَا أَوَّلُهَا. When I am at the beginning, at the starting point of the ummah, I am in the beginning. وَالْمَهْدِيُ وَسْتُهَا. And Imam Mahdi is after me. وَالْمَسِيحُ آخِرُهَا. And after Imam Mahdi comes Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Who has got the power to destroy the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you think the Americans have the power? Who has the power? Nobody has the power. Nobody at all has the power. Power is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ummah is waiting for the great mujahid, Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala. What we must have this clear understanding that Imam Mahdi will not come as a prophet. He will not come as a Nabi. And same goes for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will not come as a prophet, as a rasul. He will come as a khalifa. A hadith narrated here by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ala inna Isa ibn Maryam laysa bayni wa baynahu nabiyyun wala rasulun. No prophet have come between me and Isa ibn Maryam. Ala innahu khalifati fi ummati min ba'di. He will be my khalifa, vicegerent. He will come to establish my sunnah. Ala innahu yaqtulu ad-dajjal. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will come to kill Dajjal. وَيَكْسِرُ السَّلِيبِ. He will come to break the crucifix. وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَ. He will come to abolish the tax. We won't have to pay council tax and that tax and poll tax and that tax and road tax and all the tax, no. When Isa alayhi salatu wassalam comes, وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَ. All the tax are abolished. وَتَضَعُ الْحَرْبُ أَوْزَارَهَا. When they see Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, people will lay down their arms in front of him. Put their arms down. They will not have the power to stand in front of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And one message given to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. A very powerful message. Aap sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Allah man adrakahu minkum falyakra alayhi salam akhrajahu at-tabarani. كَمَا فِي الدُّرُّ الْمَنْفُورِ. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam says, anyone of you who lives to his time, any one of you who lives to his time, should give him the salam of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So if we are still hayat and still alive, and if we see and meet Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then as Muslims our duty is to make sure that we give the salams of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. That is important. This is the peygham, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. But before the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, we wait for the great mujahid, حضرت امام مہدی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. And I think the best name that fits him is that he is the greatest mujahid. Mujahid. He will come and wage war against the kuffar. He will come and lay down the foundation. He will pave the path, a platform for the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. We have a lot of different denominations. In fact, they are not Islamic sects, and they deny the coming of Hazrat Mahdi totally. They reject of any such being. There is no one who is Imam Mahdi. You get people who even deny the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. A hadith narrated by Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, من أنكر خروج المهدي فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. Anyone who denies the coming of Imam al-Mahdi has rejected what has been revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyone who denies the status of Hazrat Imam al-Mahdi, he is a kafir. ومن أنكر نزول عيسى ابن مريم عليه السلام فقد كفر. Anyone who denies the coming of عيسى ابن مريم has rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put this sequence in front of us. First, the coming of Imam Mahdi. After that, the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam has said that, وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ خُرُوجَ الدَّجَّالِ فَكَدْ كَفَرْ. Anyone who denies the coming of Dajjal, he has also done kufr with the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we were in Portugal, we had a debate with the Qadianis, and frequently with Mirza Bashir and all these, the Khulafa of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani would come there. And ma'azallah, they have a mission in Portugal. They work very hard. A lot of our, unfortunately, Pakistani brothers have become murtad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. They don't have the knowledge. And talking with one of the missionaries there, propagating Qadianism, he was there sitting with me, and on the subject of Dajjal, he was mocking with the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to me, do you really think this man Dajjal will come with one eye? One eye Dajjal, and on his forehead, kafire. What is this Dajjal? He will have Jahannam, he will have Jannat with him. So I said to him, what is the meaning of Dajjal in the hadith? And you won't believe what he said to me. He said to me, this is the knowledge of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam in the hadith, when he mentions the word Dajjal, he is actually giving us the prediction of the technological and sophisticated planes that are available today. That is what he said to me. Wallahi lazim. He said to me, it's talking about the planes. And I can't even remember what else he said to me. And anyway, we started the debate in Masjid Aisha. A lot of them came. And I said to them that we are not going to let you just go out like that. We need results. I said to them, let us do mubahala. Let us make la'anat to each other. That if you are right, then death comes to me and my family within 7 days. And if we are right, the masjid of, at that time, Masjid Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, the brothers who were there, then death comes to you Qadianis and all the Qadianis in Portugal in 7 days. And when we said that, no, Maulana Sahib, we can't do that, no, why? Mirza Bashir told us not to talk on that level. Mubahala is not jaiz. Allahu Akbar. Weak iman. Very weak iman. They have no faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayh, one of the founders of Khatm Nabuwat, has written this beautiful kitab, At-Tasrihu Bima Tawatara Fi Nuzul Al-Masih. In this one kitab here, all the riwayats in which the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, is recorded here. Just in one kitab. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put this sequence in front of us. The coming of Imam al-Mahdi, then the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and then after that the coming of Dajjal. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam al-Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala will be Madani, born in Madinatul Munawwara from the progeny of Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The scholars say he will be tall, well built, broad forehead and a long nose. The scholars say that the color of his skin will be moderately white. His face will be like the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the shining star. All the translation of the kutubs in which the description of the face of Imam al-Mahdi is made, I have found only one word. The face is like the shining star. Subhanallah. And the knowledge and all his potentialities will only be revealed to the Ummah at the age of 40. Nothing before that. Subhanallah al-Azim. The question is, when will Imam al-Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala an, when will he come? What is the date? The answer for that knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows. Everything else is just individual predictions, speculation. Some of the Sufiya, some of the scholars, through the means of dreams, have predicted and have seen and have quoted some of the things and thrown light on the life of Hazrat Imam al-Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyid Maulana Badri Alam rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar. He has written a book on the subject of hadith, Tarjuman al-Sunnah. Beautiful kitab in the works of hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself was a great scholar. He lived in Madinatul Munawwara. He passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. And he is buried in Jannatul Baqi. He died in the year 1965. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam rahmatullah alayh, before his death, he said to his disciples, the close people that were there at that time, he said that, remember, the birth of Imam al-Mahdi has taken place. He died in 1965, and Maulana Badri Alam rahmatullah alayh said to the disciples, his murideen at that time, that Imam al-Mahdi's date of birth is 1962. That is his individual prediction. That is through his taqwa. Maybe at that time in Madinatul Munawwara, he saw something and he was very adamant. He made sure in the last years of his life, he told everyone at that time that Imam al-Mahdi has been born, Imam al-Mahdi has been born, and the year was 1962. A lot of predictions have been made. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, the one who has written Fazaili Amal, Fazaili Durood, Fazaili Sadaqat, subhanallah, a great buzrug who has come to England also. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, in his private majlis in Saharanpur, all of a sudden he spoke out and he said that Imam al-Mahdi has been born. That is the prediction of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh. And like so, Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh, even at his death, incredible, subhanallah, predictions he made in his life, he would be there all the time when he would make his bayan after Fajr. I've heard that a lot of the times he would go to sleep for a few seconds and then wake up and continue from the same sort of, the same context, the mazmoon, and he would continue from there. This was his karamat. And every day after Fajr he would give a lecture, not for 1 hour, 2 hours, but for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, every day. And then after Fajr, sometimes for a few seconds he would go to sleep, he'd wake up and then say, ha, main kya baat kar raha tha? And continue from there. Great buzrug, subhanallah al-azim. Allahu Akbar. حضرت مولانا عمر پالن پوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ in the Springfield اجتماع, that was the Tablighi اجتماع at that time, even he said to the close people there at that time that حضرت امام مہدی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has been born. Like so حضرت مولانا انعام الحسن حضرت جی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, he made some predictions also. In fact, he was heard to say famously, a lot of people quote that, that the fall of Russia starts in the year 1982. And by the year 1992, Russia will have been divided. And that is what exactly happened. It started in 1982, and by the year 1992, there was no more Russia, that power. It was gone, it was divided. Alhamdulillah, by the barakat of the Mujahideen, the Afghans at that time. Incredible, at that time, Osama bin Laden was a hero. And Mullah Omar at that time was a hero. Why? Because at that time the West were using the Afghans for their own benefit. They did not want their own men to die. They didn't want that. So when they fought the war with the Russians, they were great people. They were warriors. And at that time, if any of the Afghans who died, even the Western world would say that they are martyrs. They are all martyrs. Very, very strong people. But now, all of a sudden, a turn takes place. Become their brother. Incredible. It takes only 2 seconds. And today the world is incredible. On the pretext of the 11th of September, one can do whatever he wants. Nothing. Terrorism. They can go anywhere, whatever they want to do. Allahu Akbar. Even India is using the same word now. Can you imagine that? Every country has taken that one word. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Hazrat Maulana Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi said that by 1992, the Soviet Union will break up. And he said in his life that in the year 2002, the beginning of the destruction of America will start in the year 2002. This is what Hazrat predicted. The starting point will be in the year 2002. Shuru ho gayi ba. This was by Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat, if we go back 600, 700 years back, Hazrat Shah Ni'matullah from Persia, Iran at that time, a great Sufi Buzrug, in his poetry in Farsi, he has given us predictions when Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an will come. And in his Farsi Ash'ar at that time, Persian poetry, he has said that it will be after 2 world wars. The First World War and then the Second World War. And then will be the Final War. The scholars, after reading the Ash'ar of Shah Ni'matullah Wali, have said that there is a possibility that Hazrat Shah Ni'matullah was referring to the hadith of Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala an, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the two groups, two types of people, Allah has given them salvation from Jahannam. And the second will be those Mujahideen who will become the allies of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam and will fight Dajjal. And in the hadith it is mentioned Jihadul Hind. Jihadul Hind. Hind is translated as India in our language today, Hind. Some of the scholars have mentioned that this jihad has already taken place. Some of the Mufassireen and the Muhaddithin have mentioned that. But some of the scholars say no. It will be just before the coming of Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. And it all seems that way. What we hear and what we see with what is happening with India and Pakistan. It will be a very bloody war. Very bloody war. At the end, victory will be with the Muslims. In fact, some of the shuyukh have written that the people who will, the Muslims will win overall generally, but Ikhas loves ayah in the hadith. It refers to the Afghans, that they will conquer the land of Hind at that time. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of the ghaib, of the unseen. But these are just predictions, some of the prophecies that is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final jihad with Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahu Akbar, they will be the great mujahideen who will be with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam shoulder to shoulder. Who will be with Isa alayhi salatu wa salam shoulder to shoulder. We have forgotten this word shoulder to shoulder. It's right for me to use it. They will be the allies of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. This was a prediction by Hazrat Shah Ni'matullah Wali. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah alayhi. It is said that one day when he was making muraqabah, all of a sudden in his muraqabah, whilst meditating, he saw this noor in front of him. And Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi gave the interpretation. He said that after 400 years, a great buzruk will be born. After 400 years, at the end of the Islamic millennium, a great buzruk will be born and he will again revive the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is what exactly happened. After 400 years from the death of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Faisani rahmatullah alayhi was born. That is why that title is given to him, Mujaddid Al-Faisani. And Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Faisani rahmatullah alayhi, before his death, he said to his disciples, the Murideen, that after my death, after 400 years, the final Muhammad will come. And he will again revive and establish the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some of the scholars, the fuqaha and the ulama, who have gone deep into the research of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, have said that 400 years have gone past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge. In the hadith, some very few striking points are also made before the coming of Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. And that is the double eclipse in 1 month, in the month of Ramadan. The lunar eclipse and the sun eclipse is one of the signs when Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala will come. Some of the scholars have made, mashallah, their research. Especially the scholars from South Africa. And I will just read the research the scholars have made from South Africa here. The alims from South Africa mentions his extensive research done in respect. He wrote to many different laboratories and astronomers in various countries like America, Australia and Japan. He received some reply and some didn't send any feedback to him, the scholars of South Africa, regarding the double eclipse, the lunar eclipse and the sun eclipse. To summarize, he got the reply back from the astronomers from Japan. Kinone itiladi? Japani logone. They sent him a list of all the eclipses to take place from the year 1984 until the year 2003. For an example, you get many sun or moon eclipses taking place in a year, up to 5 or more. But what we are interested in here is the occurrence of both a sun and moon eclipse in 1 month. After having observed the feedback from Japan, the alims found something very amazing. It so happened that in the year 2003, in October and November, there is a sun and moon eclipse very, very close to one another. In the year 2003, the sun eclipse and the moon eclipse. In the year 2003, Ramzan al-Mubarak exactly falls in those months. Because Ramzan goes back 10 days every year. Therefore, if you calculate from now to the year 2003, as to what month Ramzan al-Mubarak is going to fall, you will notice that it falls in them months. Alhamdulillah, this fits perfectly. Inshallah, if the double sun and moon eclipse does take place in the year 2003, October, November, then this means that 2 or 3 months after this incident, at the time of Hajj, the great Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, is going to make his appearance according to the Hadith Sharif. The time of Hajj will be difficult because great fighting is going to take place in Mina that year. The tribes will be fighting one another to the extent that there will be a lot of bloodshed, like river flowing, which will reach to Jamaratul Uqba, which is one of the pillars where the pilgrims have to stone the shaitan. There is also a friend of Sheikh Ahmad Nakhuda Sahab in South Africa, a Hafiz Sahab, who has passed away from what I can remember. He personally went to the laboratories in Australia to gather information as to when this double eclipse was going to take place. His research showed him that it is going to take place in the year 2002. One may ask why the difference between this date and 2003 by Maulana Rashid Ahmad Karolia. The answer is that when these astronomers calculate and forecast eclipses, they do it keeping time constant, as predicted by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst the sign is the rapid passing of time, where the barakah will be taken away from time. This prediction is fulfilled in our times. The astronomers do not take into account the rapid passing of time when calculating the eclipses. Another Muslim brother made dua to Allah Ta'ala to show him what year Hazrat Imam Mahdi is going to make his appearance. He saw in his dream that 2003 was written in the sky. 2003 was written in the sky. So these are just some of the alamat, some of the signs that we will be having this double eclipse in the year 2003. And all the signs are visible. The shaking up in Palestine, the condition of Turkey, the Balkans, Allahu Akbar, this Islamic awareness throughout the world, and especially in Asia, the Muslims in India, the Muslims in Pakistan, the Muslims of Afghanistan, and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jihadul Hind. These are just some of the predictions given to us by some of the Muslim scholars. There have also been some non-Muslims who have predicted, and they have seen a vision. One of them was a lady called Joanne Dixon. Joanne Dixon, an American, in her book, A Gift of Prophecy, on page 171, who describes her vision and announces that she has seen a child born somewhere in the Middle East shortly after 7 o'clock a.m. on February the 5th, 1962. Exactly what Maulana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi had mentioned. She is saying that a vision was shown to her in 1962, and that individual will revolutionize the world before the closing of the century. He will bring together all mankind in one all-embracing faith. It was a newborn babe. He was in dark contrast to the magnificently arrayed royal couple. She goes further to say, as I watched the little child being presented by the Egyptian king and his queen to mankind, I became strongly aware of the tremendous and compelling force that went out from him. In his eyes I found serene wisdom and unlimited knowledge. Joanne Dixon also says that this child has been taken from the country of his birth to Egypt. The reason for such a change of country is not known to her. She stresses, but I do know that there are forces working around him that protect him. Joanne Dixon writes that by the time the child is 30 years of age, the influence of Christianity would have diminished greatly. Christian education in school would have come almost to a standstill, and the youth would have become extremely vulnerable to the coming of this man. I see the youth of the world will accept him and will work closely with him in placing the world into his eager hands. Herewith, intend to throw some light on the above mentioned prophecy of Joanne Dixon. According to her, this child, Imam Mahdi, is a descendant from an Egyptian king and queen. And subhanallah al-azim, again, if you read the details, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's subhanallah genealogy, he is from the descendants of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam's mother is Hazrat Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam was from Egypt. Where was she from? From Egypt. And a lot of people say that she was a slave woman. She was not. She was not a... In fact, on the contrary, she was the daughter of the king of Egypt at that time. By mistake, as mentioned here, she was rather made a maid servant, and who might have been born in the household of the Egyptian king. She was given away to Sarah by the king just to please Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam. The Jewish encyclopedia also says, Hajar's position as a handmaid was the result of an accident, and that otherwise she was of the most noble descent. She was the daughter of the king at that time. And this is what Joanne Dixon is saying, predicting that he comes from Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, and comes from Egypt. The connections are from Egypt. And we can continue. There is also another prediction here. The other person who has prophesied similar to Joanne Dixon is Dr. T. Lobson Rampa. He has disclosed the following fact in his thesis, Chapter of Life, based upon the old Tibetan records, which state that at the end of 2000 years from the birth of Jesus, around 1999, yet another world leader or savior shall arise. There would be a spiritual revival of man. It will be the opening of a new age. At that time, hope and spiritual aspirations become renewed. This will take place from the year 2000. Dr. Rampa, on page 138 of the same thesis, mentions the astrological fact that on 5th February 1962, again, the dates are all the same, 5th February 1962, 16 degrees covered the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn during an eclipse at that time. Allahu Akbar. These are just some of the predictions made by non-Muslims. And I gave you a list of all the scholars who have given us the prediction, especially Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, when he said in his lifetime that Hazrat Imam Mahdi has been born in the year 1962. I personally feel that the time is very, very close. Knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no time. We should prepare. We should prepare. All the signs of the day of Qiyamah are in front of us. Alhamdulillah, we should make tawbah and istighfar. The Quran is there. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. I have not said that. What I am saying is that some of the predictions made by scholars, there is a possibility. Imam Mahdi has to come. These are just some of the signs mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dua kallay. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhira. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min rizaka wal-jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min ghadabika wal-nar. Wa na'udhu bika min ghadabika wal-nar. Ya hayu ya kayyum bi rahmatika nastaghis. Ya hayu ya kayyum bi rahmatika nastaghis. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. Allahumma aizzal islam wal muslimin. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ارحم امة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الاقصى الذي باركنا حوله، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك، اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.